Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community. Welcome to episode 6 of Women in WP. My name's Amy Masson.
And I'm Angela Bowman.
Tracy Epps.
And our guest today is Evelina Papa, joining us today from Greece. She's a prolific WordPress organizer and volunteer, including WordCamps and meetups. Welcome to the show, Evelina.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you?
Awesome. So great. Glad that you could join us.
Nice to see you tonight.
Well, we like to start off each episode by asking our guest, what was your journey into WordPress? How'd you get started?
Well, it's not so far away, so I can still remember it. I'm not that old. It was back in 2015 when I met the organizer for my hometown's meetup in Larissa, Vangelis. He's also the lead of translation team in Greece. And he had just started the meetup in Larissa, so I joined him watching the presentations, etc. And because talking to Vangelis and the other guests, we realized that I could help with the meetup since I was working as a radio producer and I could work as a journalist, etc. I decided to be the PR member of the team here in Larissa. And then it all started with me blogging also, making a new blog in WordPress and interfering with the community in Greece in general.
And what were you blogging about?
I was always informed of literature. So I have been writing articles regarding literature and I have a blog with another 6 people. It's called minddrops.gr. So we write personal experiences and not only our stories, let's say.
And so are they all women? Is it mixed? I mean, what's the makeup of that blog?
It's mixed. It's 6 people, 4 men and 3 women now. We have another addition on the team. We blog usually about twice a month, each one of us. And I also have a personal blog about WordPress and my experience in the community and organizing WordCamps, meetups, etc. And our journeys with the WordPress Greek community on my personal blog, evangeliapapa.me.
I was just going to ask, I happened to go over to the regular blog, but I couldn't read it because it's not in English.
Yes, it's in Greek. Sometimes it's difficult to translate articles like that in English. You need a more professional person to do it. If I do it, it might not be so good.
There's a Chrome plugin that'll auto-translate. It's not the best, but
Sure.
It's getting better, that translation tool, is because they've got AI behind it now. It's getting much better. I was fascinated to read, you know, you're relatively, in a way, new to WordPress, but then you just dived right into the community. And then not only did you dive into the community, but then you also brought this, like, added thing of accessibility for your deaf community and getting interpreters, sign language, and for your attendance at the WordCamps and stuff. Can you speak about kind of the before and after of Evelina in this community and what impact you've made?
In fact, the community is a bit new. I mean, we are in the Greece of economic crisis. However, during this time, the community grew bigger and stronger. And we see people making their new companies or finding jobs around WordPress as developers, as designers, as bloggers, photographers, social media marketing experts, etc. So that's very nice. And we realized at some point at our first WordCamp in Athens in 2016 that we had deaf people that wanted to attend WordCamp Athens. So we had to do something to have these people be there and be able to participate, to understand what they were seeing, to speak for themselves, etc. We tried to find something, we tried to find the best solution, but in fact we did not have much time because they booked their tickets literally last minute. So we were running to find sign language interpretation. We have been working with a very nice agency in Greece, and they have been very helpful. They were also making some videos for us in sign language for the second year we had World Camp Athens. Imagine that the first year in Athens, we had two deaf people. They are a couple, amazing guys, both of them. And the second year, we had 11 people.
Wow.
And that was amazing because they knew that they could come, they could join, they could participate. They had someone that used sign language. He knew exactly the sign language. He was an interpreter. It's not like me. I can use some words or something like that. And it was very nice because you could see their smiles.
Well, that's amazing.
And smiles and people is the most important thing in a community. It was an amazing year. Unfortunately, last year in Thessaloniki, we did not have so many, we did not have deaf people attending. But this year in Athens, we will also have sign language interpretation. And we have been searching what is the best solution for these people. Because we saw in Facebook some conversations around deaf communities in Greece. And they had the conflict between sign language or subtitling.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're trying to find what best suits their needs, because they have different opinions. Some people say that sign language is not helping deaf people learn the Greek language correctly so they can use it because they can speak. And we're trying to find out what is best. Hopefully next time we can get both of these. I mean, subtitling and sign language.
Well, and one thing that's just great, like the fact that like I see so many different communities, even established WordPress communities, that haven't put so much effort into accessibility. And that's something that speaks volumes, because you said like they knew like that they were welcome, that this was a space for them. And especially with the whole mission of WordPress is to make publishing accessible to everyone, and you're acting that out in real life. It's just really encouraging.
The thing is, we feel like a family here. If you meet the Greeks, because you're highly welcome to join us this time or the next one, who knows. We are a family. It's not only people gathering around for WordPress events like meetups and WordCamps. It's people that gather around, get to know each other, make strong bonds, and becoming friends and at some point family. I've met the organizing team 3 years ago in 2016. And in fact, I met them one day before the event. We have been working together from different cities for about 7 months. And it was our first WordCamp. We didn't know each other. And we saw each other just a day before the event. These people today are my family. If I need to say something more personal, I will call them and I will ask for an opinion or some help on something. And when we have a WordCamp, because we are always late, it's a common thing for us, I'm sorry. we stay all together in the same apartment so that one wakes up the other and gets ready quickly so we can be on time. And another common thing with us is that we really eat a lot. You will definitely find us in a tavern or a restaurant all together. Over some empty plates.
Well, see, now we need sponsors for that now too, right? Amy, do you want to do your pitch?
Yeah, if anybody would like to sponsor us, just send us WordCamp Europe or WordCamp Greece. We would be happy to go. And, you know, announce your sponsorship live on the show, which is not live.
That would be nice.
I'm all about, I frequently am asking people for free stuff. So that's kind of my gig now.
That's nice. Maybe we should hire Amy for the sponsor wrangler in Greece.
There you go.
Oh, I'm not good at it. Nobody's offered yet. So I don't know. You need to hire me. I'm not actually good at it. I just ask.
You did the first step though. You asked.
There it is. Yep. It's true.
That is the thing that I'm also telling girls in Greece. You need to ask. You need to ask for things. You need to come forward. You need to contribute. You need to come at an event. Mm-hmm. Ask a question. No question is stupid. Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome. If you don't ask, you will never learn.
That's very true. I'm curious because we had a recession here, and you've had this recent financial issue in Greece. I had a very similar once. I lost my full-time job when the recession hit, but I saw everyone starting up their companies and everyone was successful in doing so. And I just want to hear more about like what taking lemons and making lemonade kind of thing. Like, I want to hear more about the community there, because it sounds like you've really bonded together and done some really amazing things because of this.
People are hardworking. This is the first step. When you have an economic crisis in a country, you need to find a way to make ends meet at first.
Yeah.
In order to live, you need to find a work. Definitely, jobs in Greece do not pay as much as they did in the past. And people are struggling. This is true. However, you can see many people around the world of WordPress mainly, and some other occupations. They are definitely hardworking, but mostly people are hardworking if they need to make ends meet. You cannot be lazy if you do not have the means to live and support yourself financially. People decided that they could work either on the private sector, either for government, for state companies. State companies is not an issue or kind of company that people could benefit anyway. So private companies could pay you a certain amount as an employee. However, you have the opportunity to start your own firm. And when you love what you do it successfully. And another nice thing in a community like WordPress community, either it's Greek or not, is that people help each other. If I have a question and I cannot do something, I will ask my community. Thankfully, there is the forum. There is also a Facebook group where I can post my question and people will answer at the moment. If I have a problem, if I need a suggestion about a hosting service or something like that, I will ask and someone will answer. Maybe they won't answer in 1 or 2 minutes. Maybe they will. Maybe they will answer later. Or if I have an issue that I can search about it in the forum, that's also very helpful. And it is nice that people do not close their knowledge in boxes. They share it. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Sharing your knowledge and your experience through a community is the most important thing that members benefit.
And that's one of the things I think that has brought all of us together initially, and you know, just all of WordPress, is that everybody's so willing to help other people. And I remember going to my first WordCamp and having, you know, been doing this professionally for a while, but I'd never been to a WordCamp, and the knowledge that people were just giving me for, you know, $40 that I paid to get in blew my mind. And even following that, it's like, you know, I throw something out there in a Slack group or, you know, just in a Facebook group, and I'm like, I need to know how to do this. And, you know, people are just rushing to give me that knowledge.
And there's another thing, not only community, but you can find free knowledge online wherever you check. You can find tutorials or books or articles about WordPress and plugins and whatever you're searching for. You can learn about SEO or blogging if you're not a professional user. And that's another nice thing, that WordPress is not only for an elite of people. It is for everyone. If I'm a photographer, I can use it. If I'm a blogger, I can use it. If I need to have a company website, I can use it. If I want to show people what my firm is doing, I can use it. If I want to upload my curriculum vitae so people can find me and hire me, give me a job, I can use it. And that doesn't necessarily ask for high knowledge. And you can find everything you need in communities and online.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah. What advice would you give to people who want to get involved with a community but might be feeling a little bit shy about it? Do you ever find people in your community who you've had to provide some encouragement for to come forward? Like, there are people who are very introverted and it's harder for them to engage.
This is true. And you do not wait for these people to make the first step. Their first step is that they come to the events. If you see people like them and they are at a corner and they're not talking to someone else, go and talk to them. Don't wait, because they might not be able to do the second step. They did already the first. They're here. Give them the chance. It's very common that when an organizing team is organizing an event, either it is a meetup or a WordCamp, that they are truly busy at this time, at this point. Things are running around us. A speaker might ask for something. A sponsor might ask for someone else. We need to check the food. We need to check the tickets, etc. So it's a bit crazy. I totally understand that someone might want to talk to me and doesn't have this opportunity.
So you make a plan.
So I'm searching around.
Yeah. So you do search around. And I think that's really great advice that anyone who's involved with that is, you're right, we can all get caught up in all of the busyness of and importance of who we are, and that we do need to take that time to search out those people. And we did talk about that on a previous episode about, you know, how sometimes we can see little clicks and things happening at WordCamps, and, you know, how we need to break out of that and make sure that we're doing that outreach to people who are new and haven't found their tribe.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we've been trying in with this podcast, you know, is like, let's look beyond the people that usually speak up, you know, the first, because those are the people that have been interviewed everywhere else, but like seeking out like the people that have kind of been waiting back and like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't really use it that much, or I'm not that good of a developer, but all of that, like there's great value in all of those experiences, because all of those skill sets put together make this community what it is.
There is a place for everyone. I mean, bloggers are here to blog. PR people are here to do public relations. Marketing people are here to do marketing solutions. Developers are here to develop code, etc. And this is how we form also organizing teams and communities. Whoever wants to contribute, either it is a contributors day, either it is a meetup, contribute as a speaker, as a sponsor, as a volunteer in an event, however, can contribute how he wants to do it. With his means and with his will and with his skills. I mean, I like blogging, and my friends say I'm a people's person. I'm not quite fond of that always. I'm not a developer. I wouldn't try to set up a website, not even for WordCamp. There is someone else to do that for me. I'm here to write an article. I'm here to talk to people. I'm here to arrange the communications via mail with my sponsors and speakers, etc. Everybody does what he wants to do and what he can do. Yeah. And there is a place for everyone.
And that's a really good point, because I hear this, oh, well, you know, like, oh, I just blog, you know, but no, that's a key part of the community. It's a key skill. I am not a good writer. So like, that's a skill set that I love seeing in people, because I'm like, yeah, you can write that stuff. Cool. You want me to like design something? I could do that, but don't have me do it in words.
Do you think that this is inherently a woman thing, like where we say things like, oh, well, I don't do that? Because I noticed that when I was home with my kids, it's like, oh, I'm just a mom, you know, I'm not, that's not really important. And I think a lot of women do that when they're, you know, stay-at-home moms. So I'm just a mom, you know, and now I see that with people and their job titles and what they're doing. Oh, well, you know, I don't code or I don't write content or, you know, I don't design it as like an apology rather than going forward with what they're awesome at.
Yeah.
No, it's not exactly an apology. I'm not doing that. I don't know how to do it. Or maybe I don't want to learn how to do it because I might don't like it. I'm not interested in that. But I'm interested in other things. So I'm good at them and I can contribute my knowledge and my experience on these things.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here for.
I don't seem to notice the men saying those kind of things, oh, I don't code or, you know, kind of throwing out the things they don't do before they throw out the things they do.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing to hear from you, like, because that it's so true. Like, it does take everyone and their skills to do whatever it is, you know? And that is, I feel overlooked a lot.
This is true. I mean, I have designers and developers on my team. People take specific tasks that they can succeed in. I mean, I cannot ask for it from a developer to design the logos of a WordCamp website or banners and something like that. He's a web developer.
Yep.
That would not be very nice.
Nope. All designers die a little inside.
That's for sure.
Yeah. No, and I'm not a designer, so I can't make things look pretty. I can make them look pretty after somebody gives me how it should look. I can make it happen, but I can't make it look that way because I can't visualize. I have no like internal vision. But and I feel like sometimes that's something I apologize for. Oh, I can't design. So it just goes back to this feeling of maybe inadequacy that a lot of people have about the things they can't do instead of being proud of what they can do.
Be proud of what you can do. Don't apologize of what you cannot do or you don't want to do, because I think this is the point, that you don't want to do it. Because if you really want to do something, you will learn how to do it and you will do it successfully.
Yep.
And if you really wanted to design and you really liked it, you would design and it would be it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about awesome.
I have a lot of women in my classes that are in midlife transition, and they do feel like they have to do it all. They have to come and learn WordPress, and they have to know how to design, they have to know how to code, and they have to know how to write marketing material, and they really struggle like with, oh, I don't know how to code, and kind of beating themselves up about it. And so, yeah, saying that same thing to them, like, well, partner with someone who knows how to code because you're a really good designer and designers are irreplaceable, Tracy. you know, it's kind of like anyone can code, I kind of feel like, but designers have that artistic, you know, it's a special skill that's irreplaceable, you know. And but I do think a lot of people come to WordPress specifically. I don't know that I see that as in many industries, but specifically to WordPress feeling like they have to do it all. And I don't know why that is. Do you guys feel that people really feel like they have to do it all until they kind of figure out what Evelina's saying?
Than that. I feel like it's branched out more than it used to be. I feel like it used to be more like that.
Agree.
I think a job description is what makes things worse. I mean, you may see job descriptions asking for someone that is a web developer but knows web design. So he can design also our logos and he can make a beautiful website.
And knows SEO.
And knows SEO, so he can make also some text and banners, etc. And we can rank first in Google or another.
And can be the accountant.
So this is crazy.
True.
Another thing community is very good at is networking.
Yeah.
I'm a blogger, you're a web designer, someone else is a web developer, someone else is a photographer. We can team up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you're right about the job descriptions, because I have definitely seen job descriptions out there just in the market where they, like, we want a web developer who's a designer, who's a UX, UI specialist, and who can do the SEO. And it is very, very common out there in terms of people hiring for people in their companies.
And then all for $11 an hour.
Right. Junior. But I think part of our WordPress community, we're teaching each other that that's kind of unrealistic, and helping support each other to maybe not take that job or not take that on.
And protecting also our members. You will see many job descriptions like that, and they all come from people that don't really understand what is a website. Because if you understand what is a website, you understand what it is built from and what exactly you need. So you ask specific things. You don't ask everything from one person. Even if just one person knew, had the knowledge about all of this and could do it, 8 or 10 or 12 or 16 or 24 hours would not be enough per day.
Yeah.
So it is completely unrealistic. At our group on Facebook as a community, we allow people to post their job descriptions for hiring people, etc. If we see something strange, whatever it is it about money, doesn't have contact details, asks for strange things, this is a big X from me. Mm. So we ask them either to update the job description or delete it. Mm-hmm. It is a way to protect the members of the community of crazy things.
Yes.
And do you use WordPress at your day job, or is this all outside of that?
We are starting to use at my day job these days WordPress, because we are establishing a new ESOP. I am working for ASUS Greek Support here in Greece, and also another company that is distributing and supplying ASUS products. So we are going to use WordPress for our new ESOP.
Nice.
Well, I think it's, you know, so many of our interviews have been with people that, were using it or for their business, or have a business where they build WordPress websites, and to have somebody come in that was not doing that at their day job and got into it purely for, blogging fun, that's super interesting.
Yes, this is exactly what I was discussing previously with my team. I was like, guys, you need to do something for me, because I cannot be the one that does all the time the articles or coming forward for the team. So they were saying, but you are good at this. And I'm like, yes, but people will make fun of us because I'm the only one going out. And they were laughing because we have divided the tasks, and this is my task usually. And I was telling them that someone else has to do this. We had to do something about our sponsors. We were laughing about that, and that we do it for the happiness, the joy that volunteerism gives us. We don't spend our time, our free time. It's time that nobody is paying us to do what we do. And I could go out and drink a coffee instead of working and sending mails and asking sponsors and trying to check the applications of speakers, or talk to the venue and see if everything is fine. I could do something else that could be fun also. However, giving back to the community and to this family is what gives you much more happiness. When I started occupying myself even as an interest, as a hobby, as blogging with WordPress, I was asking people and they were helping me. I want to give back something to these people. I want to give them a nice conference. This is what I can do. I will do it.
Awesome. Other than this, other than just doing this conference stuff, like, this is amazing stuff. Like, you are doing really good work with this, because just keeping an eye out for people, keeping an eye on like accessibility and all of that stuff. In your other time, do you travel? Do you do, what other kind of things do you do and want to blog about and all that such?
Well, for the past year, I am trying to be an amateur photographer, and this is a bit fun.
Nice.
I really like traveling. I enjoy traveling for WordCamps because it's extremely fun meeting people with the same passions as you.
Yep, I'm
the same. You also have the opportunity of being a tourist or a traveler at the same time. You go to a conference, you meet people, amazing people, you have fun, and you also see the city around this conference. You learn about their history, etc. And I draw a bit. I like drawing.
Nice.
What's the farthest you've traveled for a WordCamp?
Just Belgrade. It was my first WordCamp Europe, and this year I'm gonna go to Berlin.
Nice. And again, if anybody wants to sponsor the Women in WP to go to WordCamp Europe in Berlin, we would be amenable to that conversation.
Yep.
We would even wear your T-shirt on the show if you sponsor.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, we could wear T-shirts.
If they make a bow tie of their logo, I will wear that.
Yeah.
Just saying. Put that out there.
I think you're good at that. You're good at that. You're good. You can negotiate.
So maybe Tracy needs to take over asking for all the sponsorships, since I'm clearly doing a terrible job.
You need to divide the tasks.
Yes, that's true. Exactly. The community.
So what do you think has been your best experience either as an attendee or as an organizer at a WordCamp?
I think that last year was one of the most amazing experiences in Thessaloniki, because we decided as a community, our country is not so big. We are 10 million people. And we had already to WordCamp Athens in the capital of the country. And we have another big city. It's about half size of Athens, Thessaloniki. And it is called the co-capital of the country. It's most probable that we are the only country with a co-capital. Don't ask me. So Athens is almost South Greece, and Thessaloniki is in Northern Greece. So we decided to move the WordCamp in Thessaloniki. So we give the community that doesn't have the opportunity to travel so far to go to Athens, because if you need to travel from one side of Greece to the other by car or something like that, you may need 10 hours traveling by car. So we said we will do it in Thessaloniki, and we were very anxious if we were going to make it and how would it be. And December is a very cold month in Greece and Thessaloniki also. So this was a bit scary. I realized that people that attended WordCamp Thessaloniki were people from all around Greece. And that was very nice. It wasn't only the local community or the northern community, but we had people traveling from islands that are far away, and people that were struggling in the airport because of the weather, and they were there and they enjoyed it. They were happy. And it was a very warm opportunity to meet each other, to meet new people, people that weren't able to be in Athens. So I think it was a very nice step. And we decided after that to establish 2 WordCamps per year. I hope we're going to make it. And the most amazing thing was that we had people from Xanthi, another city, and Mytilene, an island in the Aegean Sea, that want to establish new meetups. So it's like 2 WordCamps and another 2 meetups in Greece. So that was very nice.
Nice.
That's amazing.
That's super cool.
Well, our time is about up for this podcast. Before we go, can you tell all our listeners how they can find you online?
Sure. It was very nice meeting you at first and very nice being here with you. It was a blast. So my name is Evangelia and you can find me on the website of WordPress Greek Community at wpgreece.org or at 2019.athens.wordcamp.org, which is the website for WordCamp Athens 2019. My personal blog is evangeliapapa.me and my blog for literature is www.minddrops.gr. And you can find me on social media also.
Thanks for joining us today. It's been great. And I hope that we get to meet you in person at WordCamp Europe when we travel there as a part of a sponsorship package.
Yes.
You have also an invitation for Greece whenever you like.
Oh, great. I desperately want to go.
WordCamp Athens will be in 18-19 May 2019, so it's a wonderful weather also for swimming.
My birthday is in May.
And you can also visit the Greek islands after WordCamp.
Yep, there we go. It is decided. Anyone wants to sponsor us? Okay, yeah.
We can do a tour. I mean, Athens, Greek islands, and then Berlin.
Done.
Here we go.
That's done. Excellent. I mean, we've got it decided. Perfect. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
This was a wonderful conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or join our Facebook group. Not already subscribed? Well, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Did you know that you could help support the Women in WP podcast? If you head on over to our Patreon page, you'll find additional content and some cool perks if you want to set up a monthly donation of $1 or more. And finally, you can find all show notes, links, and transcriptions at our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.